Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are in lesson four, and today is day six. We're moving on through Acts chapter five, and I'm glad you're with me. So thank you for being here for this lesson together, and grab your Bible. Let's go ahead and get into the study together right now. We've got kind of a different lesson today. I think you'll have some fun. Some of you who like to draw, you're going to love this lesson. Those of you who don't like to draw, don't worry. There's an option for you too. Either way, you're going to have a good time. So let's go ahead and pray and get this lesson started. And if you don't already have your Bible ready, grab your Bible, get your coffee, your tea, or whatever it is. If you're meeting with some friends right now, why don't you go ahead and join hands around your table, wherever you are, and let's pray together. I would imagine that I'm with you right now and holding onto your hand. Let's go ahead and pray and get our study started. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of us right now that we're in your word together, wherever we are, on our own or with some friends, and we're with you. And thank you for that. You are good and great and awesome and holy, and we love you and we thank you for your powerful living word. Help us to understand it better, to apply it to our lives, to live more boldly for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead and hop over to our lesson. I will call it up on the screen. There we go. Lesson four, day six. All right, as always, we're writing out our memory verse and the Apostles' Prayer. Let's go ahead and start with our review of our memory verse. But Peter and the Apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." And hopefully that is something that is sticking in your brain. We'll talk about that more in tomorrow's lesson. And then our passage that we're reading from is Acts 5, 17 through 26. But don't forget, one little verse to write today, Acts 4, 28. Add those to your Write the Word pages. Let's go ahead and read through. Today, in our reading, we are going to be taking our passage today and either drawing it out like cartoon style. I know some of you love to just draw your stick figures, or you're just going to write a word or phrase and kind of paraphrase this passage in each one of those boxes. So I think along the lines of enjoying like a graphic novel, or maybe you're like me and you remember, I forget who the publisher was that did this, but they actually took the Bible and wrote out key portions of it as like a graphic novel, illustrating the Bible that way. I'll see if I can find that and look that up later. But anyway, all right, here we go. So Acts 5, get that passage up. We're going to read it, and then we're going to go back through and paraphrase it. So, "But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that is the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, 'Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.' And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now, when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council, all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned and reported, 'We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside.' Now, when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And someone came and told them, 'Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.' Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people." Just love this passage. I don't know why I find it humorous, but I do. I think it's kind of fun. So here we go. And in the spirit of the fun of it, I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to just take it and either, like I said, illustrate it or write out some kind of a paraphrase. So let's do it verse by verse. Acts 5, beginning at verse 17. "Priest rose up and all who were with him, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy." All right. Draw a picture. You got the priest, and those of you who love the details, maybe go online and do a little Google search of what a high priest would have looked like. It's kind of interesting. Back in AD, this would have been probably AD, let's go with 35, 37. So Jesus ministry, yeah, 37, 38, AD 40, something like that. Look that up, what they were wearing. So we got the high priest, all who are with him, So that's all the Sadducees, and they're filled with jealousy. And I always picture the color green, like green with envy. So maybe if you're drawing, so either that or use your words and summarize it. And for crying out loud, those of you who are drawing pictures, I want to see those pictures. When this page is done, please, please do take a picture. I don't think I remembered to add that our fun hashtag in there. Did I? I did not. I should have. Our hashtag is I love stick figures. And of course, always Dwelling Richly, Bible Study and LMCC Women. But definitely tag me in this. I want to see your drawings. Okay. Acts 5:18. Hop back over there. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. So apostles, prison, however you imagine that. If you want to get it more accurate, again, go Google that, what prisons looked like in Rome. This would have been a public prison. In other words, not a house arrest. So draw a picture of that portion. Verse 19, but during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. So we've got this angel and he opens those doors. He brings them out. I'd love to see your drawings on this. I would like to draw it as we go here, but I feel like me sitting here and hand drawing it, I guess I could have done that. But those of you who are listening on the podcast, there's something to look at. So I don't know. I try to just kind of have fun with you as you're doing this. So hopefully you're listening and pausing as you go through it on your own. All right. Verse 20. Go, here's the speech bubble coming out of the, you know, angel's mouth. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. And that's an interesting phrase there, the words of this life. And then verse 21, and when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. So once again, go Google that. What would the temple have looked like around AD 40? And they're at daybreak, so early, first thing in the morning, and they began to teach. So you got the apostles there, and they're sharing their teaching. Now, this could have been just Peter and John. It might have been all of the apostles, which would have been the 12 of them. But they go to the temple, and they daybreak and begin to teach. So draw however you want. You can draw all 12 of them together. You can, if you want to cram them all in, or you can just do Peter and John. I want to see those stick figures, though. All right, next one. Now, and I divide this one up into two chunks, 21A and 21B for the two boxes here. So 21A, when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. And then now the high priest came and those who were with them, and they called together the council, all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. So again, we're back to that picture of the high priest, everyone together at daybreak, and they're, you know, sending to go back to the prison, get those people out, right? My goddaughter does this Bible study. Hello, Jelly. Thank you for joining me. And I want to see her drawings on this too. And then also my friend's grandson, Jack. Hi, Jack. Maybe you're listening also. You're a good artist too. I want to see your drawings as well. All right. And yes, ladies, you're good artists as well. But you're maybe not quite as cute as my little, not little anymore, but my goddaughter. All right, 21A and 21B. All right, then 22. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned and reported. So the officers come, they don't find them in the prison. Ah, oh, maybe you're drawing pictures of the officers. Where are they? And then verse 23 is the speech bubble of what the officers end up saying. We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. All right. 24 and 25 and 26 each get their own box. And I kind of gave you extra room on 25 and 26 to fit all that in. So the captain of the temple of the chief priests heard these words and they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And then someone came to him, look, the men who you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. So maybe you've got some guy standing there and he's pointing. And there's the apostles over there teaching. And then finally, the captain of with the officers went and brought them, but not by force. They were afraid of being stoned by the people. So the people are following them. This will be a great big one. So you got the people and they're cheering and they're listening and they're interested. They're following them. And then you've got them reporting back and we'll pick up their tomorrow in next part of this lesson. Okay, continuing on. Now the Bible study part. Now the fun part's over. No, just kidding. All of this is fun. This is a fun Bible study. All right, here we go. Make a note of the angel of the Lord in your Bible. And we'll see this again three more times as we study through Acts. But go ahead and highlight that in your Bible, angel of the Lord. All right, number three, recall that the Sadducees do not believe in the supernatural. They deny the resurrection, the afterlife. How is this miracle an ironic poke from God to these religious leaders? Okay, so don't forget, they don't believe in this. And then what does God specifically do? I mean, God could have just moved them. He could have just moved them from the prison to the temple. He could have done anything, but he adds this extra element of an actual angel delivering them, which goes right into the face of the Sadducees who don't believe in the supernatural. And God makes this massive supernatural event happen and includes an angel in it all. Number four, how is this life different from the life offered by other religions or a life without God? What points do you think the apostles would be making as they spoke in the temple about this life? Did you notice that? That wording there. The angel says, speak to the people all the words of this life. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this, all of the words of this life. Because what did Jesus say about who he was? I am the way, the truth, and the life. This, I am this life, Jesus is saying. And the apostles, whoa, a light almost fell. The apostles are speaking about this, are told by the angel to speak about this life. Why? Because every other life that can be lived is very distinct from the life of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How is it different? Consider where they're living right now. They're in Jerusalem. It's under Roman rule. This is the Roman Empire, Roman gods, lowercase g, paganism. All the influence from the other cultures, a very multicultural environment that they're in. And the angel is saying, under God's authority, you tell them about this life and what this life looks like distinct. My take on this is you tell them about the life of Jesus Christ. That's the life. His death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and just continue to tell them about what this life means, what it looks like in your life, and what it can look like in theirs as well. How is this miracle an answer to the apostles' prayer from chapter 4, which is what we've been writing about all this time? What did they say? Give us boldness to speak. Give us the boldness and let your hands be the ones that do the signs and wonders. Let us continue to do them, perform them in Jesus' name. So how is this an answer to that? Because the angels release them so they can continue to speak and teach with boldness. What details do the guards offer that confirm the apostles' miraculous escape? Take back a look what they say. We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the door. So the angels, think about it. The angels open the door so the apostles can be released, but they blind the eyes of the officers so that the officers there don't see. And then it's locked back up after the disciples, the apostles escape. And then what two emotional reaction does Luke use to characterize the leader's response? And this is in verse 17 and verse 26. What does this say about the character of the leaders? So verse 17, they were filled with jealousy. And verse 26, they were afraid of being stoned. We've got fear. We've got jealousy. What does this say to you about the character of these people who were supposed to be the religious leaders over Israel? They had the truth of the word of God, right? They were supposed, they should have been leading Israel in the truth and the way. They shouldn't be jealous. They should be rejoicing. So what does this say? They're filled with jealousy. And then now they're afraid of the people's response. And to me, also, we see this direct contrast with the memory verse that we've been memorizing. They do fear man instead of fearing God. And maybe that's why they had the jealousy, because they're getting the attention from man, and these guys want the attention from man. They don't want the attention going to God or the disciples, apostles. All right, number eight, finally. Do you think you're susceptible to jealousy and fear in your position in the church today? Why or why not? I don't know what your position is. Maybe you just come to Bible study and go home. Do your Bible study at home, come back, lather, rinse, repeat. Maybe you're involved at another level. Maybe you do the Bible study at your church, but maybe you're also involved in serving in some capacity in children's ministry or as a deacon Maybe you volunteer to help with communion or put together meals for people. What's your involvement? What does it look like? And how you're engaged in the church? And do you think in that level, where how you're engaged, you're susceptible to jealousy and fear, like the Sadducees and the other religious leaders were? Why? Why would you be susceptible to fear? What would cause that? Where's your focus that might lead you to be strong and not to be susceptible to jealousy? Or where does it get weak, your focus, and so that you become susceptible to jealousy? I'll be speaking a little bit more about this when we come back together for our teaching time, but I definitely want to hear from you about that today. So drop that in the comments and let me know what you think about that. Take the time after we finish this recording today to finish your drawing, and don't forget to post it and use your hashtags, #ILoveStickFigures, and post that on Instagram or Facebook. And if you don't use any of the social media, you could always just email it to a friend or me, or text it over to them as well. So it's just fun. We enjoy having that time together. It brings us together in this Bible study. All right. So if you're with your group right now, wrap up your time together, share your drawings, share your answers, and I look forward to being with you again. Know in the meantime that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.